Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Log Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors. Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs. We're looking at you, Autism Speaks, even though you changed your motto. Black doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election, that includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy AMC Press & Co.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Pink, the Long Redhead, and Johnny. Redhead, isn't there something that you're going to be ranting about tonight that has to do with the post-election and how that has gone on?
I'm sorry, what?
Redhead, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Aren't you, isn't there a rant that you're going to be doing tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I do.
Doing tonight about post-election.
Yes, I do.
Is there two?
Yes.
Two Red Hoods in this room?
No, I don't know what's going on.
I don't think...
I have no idea what's going on. But I can tell you this. I do have a rant. A rant that begins with this. Our president should be Clinton. It should not be the fuckhead known as Trump. I mean, really... It's not fair that a red-hooded twat gets to be president, and unfortunately, that's what happened. That's what's happened. The Republicans have taken control of the House, the Senate, and everything else, and decided to direct the presidency to a dim-witted fuckhead. I mean, really, the only thing that we have to stop, and the thing that's gaining real traction on the internet. Is a couple of petitions. If you sign these will make Hillary president. Everybody doesn't want Trump. Why? Because he has said, oh yes, I'm gonna not touch Medicare or Medicaid. I'm not gonna touch this, I'm not gonna touch that. But what tends to happen when somebody says, I'm going to touch stuff?
They won't.
Or not.
He won't.
Or
he's
not
going
touch
to,
stuff.
He's not.
He's not
going to touch stuff. He's not going to touch
no.
things. But his main focus is other deals with human rights issues. Let's be fair. Let's be fair on this. Please.
Yes, it deals
please.
With the human.
Don't say that he's not going to be touching. But I'm trying to just say he can't touch Medicare and Social Security. That's exactly
he can't
that
really touch.
Will only make the country poorer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't touch those things. So why are you saying, so why, and plus there's checks and balances. And also Paul Ryan, to his credit, wants
who's
to help
Paul Ryan?
Make Social Security.
I have no
Security.
Idea who that is.
Speaker of the House, Red Hood.
Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan?
Speaker of that.
Yes.
Speaker of what house?
Red Hood, come on.
The House of Representatives, come on.
The House of his representatives.
Because I looked up. No. And he wants to bolster Social Security. You can't exactly do that.
Do we need to?
It's almost like you're being fit. So if you're trying to make an assumption that something will happen to it when it won't, not exactly fair. Trump will be put into his place.
He will.
And also, multiple reports have been coming out. Let's focus on that.
What I've been hearing, I might have. I admit it. I had him all wrong.
You're saying you had him all wrong.
From what I'm hearing, I am all wrong.
Did you ever think that he is going to just say this for the media?
He won't. He's not going to say that. You gotta...
Hey, when you're campaigning, you can say whatever you want. When you're president, that things are a little different.
No, when you're president, you still get to say whatever you
can't
want.
No, you can't just take Social Security and disability away from people either. Come on.
But he can do other things that affect it.
But will it be popular or
no.
not?
No.
That's what I'm siding with, Pink Hood. I'm siding with Johnny. Will it be possible or not? That's the real contention.
You need 2/3 vote, I think.
Right.
2/3 votes, exactly.
I believe Paul Ryan, from what I've looked up, he wants to bolster Social Security. Doesn't want to take it away. Then why would this year will we get a boost in it? If someone else is going to take it away, that's not possible.
They
can't, and this would be also considered fear mongering as well.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the point that advocates will keep on fighting for what is needed. Have a look at how much activism is coming out. You can't just deny that either. Or the fact that people are running up to Canada and not willing to fight for what their God-given rights are.
People run to Canada breaking their immigration website.
So
yeah, that happened.
So they're not willing to fight for what they believe in, and we are,
other advocates are. I honestly don't think that's it. I think what's happening is that all these celebrities are fearing Donald Trump is president. Why? Well, you look at his track record.
But they're also saying we're not leaving. Others aren't leaving. Other celebrities aren't leaving. You can't just make that point. When celebrities don't leave, You've got to fight for what you believe in, too.
You may all run up to Canada, but you know what?
He's leaving.
I'm staying right here in the good old US of A.
And fight for what you believe in. You don't just run away. And also,
that's what we do in all our life.
To fight for what you believe in. Yeah.
That's what we've done all our life. Like, we fought
and
for what we believe
fear
in.
Into, and also, if you're coming out and putting fear into people, that doesn't help. You have to also say that there's people on the side of disabilities. How many advocates know that disability rights is a bipartisan thing that both Republicans and Democrats want to see succeed? So, if you're going to come out being fear-mongering, then you're just like every other mainstream news out there, which isn't exactly good. It doesn't bolster people. It makes people want to run away.
It tears them apart.
Not exactly... All I'm saying, and there's too many news programs out there that bolster the fear. Why would there be two change.org petitions if they didn't want to see change? Either, Red Hood. That's activism right there.
It's activism in lists.
Red Hood.
It's activism in lists. Okay.
Yeah.
It's activism in people who are going to run away.
Yeah.
Some people.
But running away from a problem and not taking it head on doesn't help.
That solves nothing.
That also bolsters.
But electing a redhead-nosed clown for president helps.
So. But also, didn't you read something that someone also has said that he might be impeached too? Some historian.
That's a wish and a prayer. That's a wish and a prayer.
He's causing. It's not really a wish and a prayer. You don't know. He may not. He most likely won't last. And if there's so many protests going on, and everyone's at unrest, wouldn't it be best for the Electoral College to know that what they did is wrong?
I wonder how many of those people actually voted.
Is this
for president?
Electoral College. I have no idea. I wouldn't know, and I'm not going to put a number to it either.
I mean, we wouldn't know.
But the Electoral College votes.
We wouldn't know, though. That's the thing.
But
we wouldn't know
with the Electoral College, and if this petition is going to be but with the Electoral College, if enough people make a fuss, guess what happens? Stuff could get done too, going vote with the people, not against. Why would someone put out a petition that wasn't going to help people?
True, but
have you thought about that?
I mean, I have given it some thought, at the same time, it is very disturbing to realize that we spend 4 years with this person, and this person, if you saw his 60 Minutes interview?
Potentially not, unless he gets told to get out of town. Now it's the Electoral College actually hears what the people are saying by that petition. And because people are acting out and protesting, just like, and I believe John Oliver said, keep on fighting, keep it up, keep on doing it. Because guess what? More people who fight for what they believe in, things do tend to happen. You get noticed. You get to see that people will start to notice what's going on and start to question. So I would say keep on doing it. Don't give up. Is giving up doesn't solve anything. Giving up means that he has won. The only way to prevent it is to actually stand up for what you believe in and actually say, no, he's not our president. No, he's not someone that I want for president. No, I'm going to make noise and make a fuss.
Yes, we're going to make a fuss. Of course, we're going to make a fuss. But yet,
if people don't like him for president and people don't see him as president, you could search up petitions that are related to these on change.org.
And do us a favor, sign them. You know, the thing...
We can't tell people to sign it, but we could say that, hey, if you don't want him, do your part and sign it. You could only say that. You can't force someone.
No, but you can
something.
Say... But listen, you can say, sign it. If you don't want sign it. But if you do,
right.
And you're
like,
you
could also suggest it.
If you do, and
but it's,
you know,
still something giving. But if people could always sign it if they feel strongly about it. You can't force them, force our listeners, but you could certainly say, hey, if you're passionate about this, come on, sign it. That's all you could say. You can't force anyone to sign anything if they don't want it to be signed. You could say, yeah, if more people sign in, enough celebrities are even posting up about this. And that's that. Hey, they're sticking to their beliefs, and I look at it and go, it's a great thing. You can't expect
but you can expect a lot of people to sign it. So
you could suggest it, but you can't force the issue. You could say, hey, friends, family, people you know, and if enough notables are saying, posting this around, then it's going all over. So those petitions will go all over and will be seen, will be signed. And that's a great thing. That's showing patriotism. That's showing a lot. You have to be understanding of that and going, people are signing this for a reason. Yes, well, everyone has different beliefs, but there's still hope. If someone did choose to have him in, they always have a way to say, yeah, I'm going to stick by these. I'm going to do X. Or I'm going to do it because they want to. And if someone wants to do it, then that's a great thing. And change can happen. It's a matter of how you do it. I saw one of the actresses who was on Community. She posted it up. She's been posting it up for days. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. See, and because of everything that's gone on post-election, there has to be another way of getting change without violence, without having the thing happen.
I mean, look how many people are rioting now.
And violence isn't, yes, but hurting people because those are protesting or those because they're different, it doesn't solve anything. That just shows hate. That just is hate right there.
Rioting solves nothing.
And why also hurting someone because they're different.
But yet, rioting solves.
You can protest, but when it turns to a riot.
But there's an art to rioting. This is what, like, there's going to be peaceful rioting where you silently riot, right?
That's a protest. But when you get violent, then it turns into a riot.
But then there are people burning down trees. There are people burning down stuff. Cars. Neighborhoods.
That's not cool.
That doesn't solve anything. You want to make noise? Write to your congressman. Write to your congressman. Who can impact. Make an impact. You can make an impact. You could put out.
We're making an impact right now.
You could show your support by. Yes.
But.
And everyone is coming to. A lot of people are coming together. Which is a needed thing. And I hate that it has to be over an election that went awry. We should have been coming together a long time ago, too. Isn't there other topics that we have to get on to?
I mean,
well?
There is something speechless that's going around Ireland. There's something very speechless going around Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
They are paying for diagnostics,
which is
misrepresenting
right?
disabilities. What I mean by this is
which
exactly
is
what I just said. I couldn't believe it off air. I still can't believe it now. The thing about this. The thing about this is pretty much it's stunning. What is happening in Ireland
has
never happened before. Parents are now buying disabilities. Now, before you go, that isn't true.
Which
listen
is unheard
up.
Of.
Listen up. Listen up. Okay? This, as President-elect Redhead would say, this is huge when it isn't. But it is. The thing about...
People are taking advantage of the system, too.
Right. People are diagnosing kids for dollars because of the fact that they need extra help. Now, we on the show actually have disabilities. That's the first thing I'm going to lead off this thing with. And then anybody else on this show could take it from here.
Yes, we did.
I myself have ADHD and Asperger's. That is known. The woman speaking to my probably left or right has Asperger's. The guy speaking to her left and my right Asperger's. The other two people who are correspondent in the show have Asperger's and something else. We are all furious about this because of the fact is that you can't just buy a diagnosis ever. It doesn't happen. You can wish and pray that it might happen, but it doesn't happen. You cannot live your life on borrowed diagnoses. You can't buy cancer.
When kids and adults.
Okay, let me finish. You can't buy cancer. You can't unless you buy cigarettes. Then you're really buying cancer.
Yeah, then you can really buy cancer.
Then you can really buy cancer. I was wrong. The thing you cannot buy is a diagnosis.
Yep.
It's this analogy, all right? Imagine acclaimed musician Stevie Wonder was driving your car. Now, we revere Stevie Wonder on this podcast. We love him a lot, a huge amount. Now,
that would be a sight to see Stevie Wonder driving a car.
It would be a sight to see any blind man drive a car. But we know that that blind man is probably going to drive slower and actually obtain what's having hearing.
Unless they get the autonomous cars going.
That's next, and they already have that going. But that's not the point.
But
the point is, you can't buy a diagnostic. However, in this article, this has led to a series of problems, including claims it reinforces disadvantaged parents because of parents with wealthier backgrounds can afford to pay for private consultations. Now, listen up. For all those people who are turning into iTunes, who will hear this in 24 hours, we are not kidding. When we take this very personally, you cannot buy a diagnosis unless you're buying cancer. You cannot buy AIDS. You cannot buy an ID blowing up in your face unless you train for it. And if your wish is to, by all means, train for it, go ahead, be our guest. Be our guest. Train for the army.
Actually,
not saying that we don't like the army. We love the army.
for our country. Well, you can buy that. Just buy a Samsung phone.
No. We know this. But you can't buy. We know this is a comedy podcast, but you cannot buy a diagnosis. Many students in the public system.
That does not happen.
Many public school system in Ireland. Many students in the public system are on long wait lists do not have the right to access to special support until they receive a diagnosis. I can tell you in the U.S., good old U.S. of A., that this is true. You cannot receive special cooperation or special permissions for your entire life if you don't have a diagnosis. A diagnosis is done by a professional doctor who says you have ADHD or you have this, you have that. Now, there's an incentive at the schools because in turn the school gets additional resources, so it works for both sides. Children may present some behavioral difficulties, and teachers may leap to conclusions that the child must be assessed. Well, if you think they must be assessed, tell the parents. Right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Makes sense.
Right. Right. Tell
Makes
the
sense.
Parents. Tell the
right.
fucking parents. Don't ever, and this is on the pilot of the teachers, don't ever assume about a fucking child. That child might come from a broken home, so that's why he might be acting out. Or they might say, "Dad,
right.
Mom, Dad, Mom, there's problems with me." But how can a 2-year-old or 5-year-old say that? Logistically. I mean, unless your aim
I'm disabled.
Is to somehow, exactly, is unless your aim is to be disabled permanently, so you can work very limitedly and receive a bountiful check that your parents will probably put into a Roth IRA or whatever you have over there, so you won't see until you're 21. Go ahead. Be our guest. But don't be our guest to
it's
be
not fun.
Ridiculed, persecuted, tested, labeled, and then thrown to the government.
And then, like, for us, we've been disabled. Right. Because we've been through this. We know
we've all been through
that
this, through
it comes at the territory. You want the diagnosis?
You want the diagnosis? Go get tested.
If you want the diagnosis.
Simple. It's simple. Don't.
If
don't
you want the diagnosis, guess what?
If you want the diagnosis, then take your medicine.
Right. Don't be the
it
person.
It comes with the territory.
Exactly. Take the medicine. If you don't want to seem like somebody's running off their mouth consistently, give medicine. I mean, listen. We can't tell you to take your medicine, but we can tell you in the beginning of this episode, like we said, this show is run by trained idiots or chimps, right? Well, we are the trained chimps. We are human chimps. But we're not automatons.
What tends to
and
go
we know,
on. And
exactly. We know what tends to go
and
on and how for many years there was at least in autistic hospitals, there was shock treatment. Hopefully it's been banned in the US. But in the 1900s, you didn't even know, or the 1950s, nobody knew what a disability was. If you think that you have a disability, go get tested. We encourage it. But please do not buy your way into the disability game. Just don't do it. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. You're not going to... I don't care what you say.
It just does not work out that way. Nothing good either.
No.
Quite frankly, you're only going to... Yeah.
Listen, it does work out eventually. Okay? Eventually we'll say it works out.
For someone who's
wanting
to purchase...
But
if someone's going in and purchasing it, that's not the way to do things. You either have a disability or not.
Or you don't. And if you don't...
You don't claim to have a disability.
No. If you don't...
That's fine. Then you don't. And that's fine, too. You can't expect to get help if you don't need the help. Because once you're diagnosed, scrutiny is hell. The scrutiny worse than what you
scrutiny is scrutiny is huge in terms of...
And it comes with the territory as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't it also come with the territory? Where you can't... you might say, no, I don't want to get bullied. People bully people because they're different. It's not a fad to just do that either. If it was a fad, it's not a good one at that.
Right.
Having a disability helps. Only could help you if you have it. And then teachers also would question... why you're getting ahead when other students aren't, who have actual disabilities. Then questions will be raised.
Right.
And
exactly.
Reevaluations would most likely happen. Which I don't know about you, but reevaluations not exactly what someone But it's not something that majority of people would want.
I would agree with that.
You'd either understand what's ahead of you, comply, and just go, okay, is my kid going to do well? Okay, they're not disabled. Yeah, they may not get the extra help. But don't take advantage of a system that is meant to help people. That's
right.
It.
Exactly. So, it is...
Yeah, guess who that hurt? The people with disabilities more than you. You will never understand what people with disabilities face until you're in their shoes.
Right.
And walking in their shoes. And going,
so you can't So the moral of this tale is that you
can... And I know that there's... Alright.
You can't... Bye. Disability.
Let's...
It just doesn't work.
Can't be blocked.
Just on a quick note. Who thinks Facebook could screw up someone's account and make the account assume that the person just so happened to pass away? Because that's just happened recently.
Facebook,
very quickly, Facebook made a lot of their users, I know it didn't happen to me, but other users, their accounts temporarily killed their users to put it as a memorial. So meaning their account would turn into a forum. Which is, if you know that the person is active on their account, why would, granted what's fixed, but it should never have happened.
Hey, I'm alive and kicking.
And that also... Right. Don't do that unless it's really needed. Because that's unheard of.
I mean, it's unheard of in...
Let's go on to the last subject. Sorry, Redhead.
It is rather absurd. If you're not dead on Facebook or not dead in real life,
I know that there's another article.
We're gonna need Monty Python on this one.
Oh,
but I'm not dead yet.
Called the Disabled Inquisition.
But
sorry,
I'm not
what?
Dead yet.
You're not dead. I am not dead. Yes, you
no,
are.
Shut
up. Play dead. Now, anyway, the last
apparently
last
it was
subject.
A bug.
A bug of what?
Yes, which,
son of a glitch.
Which happens to deal with a glitch that happened on Facebook. I think there was a lot of users who were pretty not happy about, which to be expected. Let's get on to the last subject since we only have 14 minutes to go. Which happens to deal with speechless.
Right, and the making
Redhead,
everybody
didn't
look.
You wanna...
Well, if you can start it, that would be brilliant. Because I'm having
okay.
trouble getting it up.
Okay.
Start it.
Speechless, we all know is a series on ABC.
Okay, Speechless, yes.
They're making Hollywood look at how they depict people with disabilities. And I have to say, I'm so happy that it's actually, that they're getting noticed for something that they're doing right. And I hope more series follow with having a more realistic approach to what people with disabilities look like and have what they go through, not just having what they think, what their assumptions of the person or the disability might look like. Because so far, that's the only series that has really took stride in a more accurate approach to depicting persons with disabilities. I say I'm looking forward to what's to come with Speechless.
I would tend
more
to agree
and more.
With you. I would tend to agree with you 100%.
More and more people take a note on it and not just think that it's A-okay to put
what though? I mean, to put people
to put people in a better light.
But yeah, to put it in a
and not just.
But it takes one to know one, though. That's the thing, is that you know Silvestri, who is the showrunner of the series, grew up with a brother with a disability, and it not only affects his life, but it affects everybody around him. So, you know, it's everybody around him to help him, right? And although the show is hysterical,
right.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of it.
I love it.
Yeah, it is not easy to accept it's not easy to accept that accept a lot of things you know when you're disabled, even if you have ADHD like myself or Pinkhood, who is high functioning Asperger. I'm in the process of doing something with that, but it's not easy. If you have a brother or sister and they, you know, brother has ADHD or whatever, it's not easy either. So you have to be in service to both things. What speechless tends to do,
right,
show that, and it does it with humor and pathos and doesn't take advantage. It's a great thing to show. And I think if Hollywood took more of a speechless approach, then everything would be absolutely fine. But if you haven't watched Speechless yet, go and watch it. We're promising you, you won't regret it. We have no control over this, but we promise you, we knew about this before it came on. We were so excited to see that it was going to indeed come on. And when it was on, we're like, yes, we got represented.
It was just
it's the same thing with Curious Dog in the Nighttime. If you haven't seen that or read that, go read it. It's the same thing. Yeah. We're huge.
It's such a great,
huge fans of that. You know, that's the thing. Many people.
And if you have the chance to read it, go read it. Get the script from the Broadway play, because guess what? It's a great read. It's a great read, even
it's a great
before.
Read, and it's touring
you
now.
Enjoy
so
it.
It's if we're talking about Dog, Curious rather. It's touring now, so
yes. You
know when it comes into your city,
that's great.
Go see
news.
It. What?
Don't be afraid to go and see it, because you won't be disappointed.
And if you do, that's
fine.
You know.
You will. We can only say from those of us who saw it that it's worthwhile to see and have something show an accurate approach to disability and depict it in such a light that has to be shown, and not just go, oh, you know, it's and make the grandiose assumptions about people with disabilities, because guess what? There's so much that people with disabilities offer.
Exactly.
And
we offer key. What we like. We've said in our announcement, we offer what neurotypicals or not neurotypicals. There's another word that John Elder Robinson refers to it, and I've forgotten it. It's not neurotypicals. It's cut off the neuropitals or something like that. Yes, we have referred to everybody as neuropitals, you know, who doesn't have a disability, or neurotypicals. But I've got to say, yeah, if, like we said early in this broadcast, if you don't have a disability, please don't buy one. If you want to go see Curious Incident,
yeah,
the right time, go see it. Go see Speechless. If you know somebody with a disability, tell them you're proud to know them and root for them. Don't buy their disability and say, hey, I have a disability. Ah, I'm just like you. No, you're not.
You're not like us.
You're not like us at all, because we know what
you're
they
not
look
like.
Like. Because we know what it looks like.
And
we know
that's
what, it looks
what
like.
Matters.
But.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what matters. So. Go out. Do good. Watch our show. We'll be on Wednesday. With more laughs. Until after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We'll be playing repeats. On Thanksgiving week. But.
Yes.
Just be good to each other.
Yeah.
Just be good. You know, please don't buy disabilities, because that's not funny at all. I don't find it funny. Johnny doesn't find it funny, I'm sure.
None of us do.
Black Hood wouldn't find it funny. Green Hood wouldn't find it funny. Elaine wouldn't find it funny. Anybody who contributes to the show would not find that funny. Actually, they would find it disgraceful. So, do us a favor, please, Jesus Christ, don't buy your disabilities or your child, and then say you didn't, and just because you want extra help. If you want that extra help for that person, right? Give that person extra help that you're willing to give. Don't give a diagnosis for it to be given. That's just stupid.
For the extra help. Take
for
your time
help.
To be there for your kid.
Right.
Or actually just be there when your child is studying. It's a very common thing. Be there when your kid is doing its maths and writing, along with other tasks that go on in school. It's kind of a thing. If you don't have that ability to be there, then the child's going to go far. And granted, we're not parents, but we were...
We're not parents yet.
But it's a common practice.
Yet.
Is there something
right.
that you'd like to announce?
Right. True.
But we will say... You've got to be kidding us. You've got to be kidding us. We will continue this on Wednesday and update you when we have more and we stick it to the psychologists and head of the special education department in Ireland. We will call all the way after. We'll call all the way to Ireland if we have to. Don't underestimate us. We've done it before.
To get an answer.
to get an answer, because this is absurd. Anyway, have a night. We'll be back Wednesday.
It's crazy.
And it's absolutely nuts. We'll be back Wednesday. We'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.